This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Tribal representatives say they still do not have enough of a role in planning for a shrinking Colorado River. Lorelei Cloud, a member of the Southern Ute Tribal Council, spoke at a meeting of Colorado River Basin states in Grand Junction last week.
If every single one of us doesn't take care of that water, it's not going to be there for us. And shame on all of us if we don't leave for our future generations for them to thrive in.
She said the 30 tribes in the Colorado River Basin will start using more of their allotted water, which could reduce how much is available for other users. Sales tax revenue in Colorado Springs is continuing to grow. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us it suggests an economic bright spot for the region.
The most recent figures from the state's second largest city show local sales tax revenues are up almost 9% so far this year over last. Meanwhile, proceeds from lodging taxes are up almost 25% this year, and taxes on auto rentals up 13%. The new numbers show that despite plenty of economic worries, retail sales for items like furniture, appliances, and electronics are strong, and so too is tourism. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
New details of a plane crash Saturday near Longmont when two planes crashed into each other. Officials say the three people who were killed were all pilots and the only people on board the two planes. The National Transportation Safety Board says it will look at the flight paths that led the planes to collide in midair. The Denver Broncos are 1-1 for the season so far, with a home field win Sunday against the Houston Texans. Final score was 16-9. The Broncos are back at home this coming Sunday. They host San Francisco. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 80s and close to 90 degrees, about the same tomorrow. Then there's rain later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.